531.
At 12, Ma Loilalee, I'm Kalia Strong. Immigration was the main topic of discussion at a meeting between West Auckland business leaders and the new Prime Minister and Deputy. The meeting with the Rosebank Business Association was spent answering questions about a labour shortage, the proposed insurance and policy scheme, and the huge backlog of immigration applications. The association's engagement manager, Kim Watts, says they had many more unanswered questions, but Chris Hipkins and Carmel Sibiloni were listening.
In regards to the immigration, I mean, the ministers kind of were looking at that. They were agreeing that, you know, we are desperately under-resourced and that they would be looking at how they can, you know, get on top of that, and they've maybe been looking at unexperienced people like in other areas to help fill in those gaps.
And Whale Pacifica in Northland is making sure all Pacific people north of Whangarei are counted in Census 2023. More than 4 million census forms will be making their way across the country ahead of Census Day on the 7th of March. Whale Pacifica CEO Johnny Kumitau says they have volunteers who are fluent in Pacific languages to help locals with filling in the forms.
We've been seeing a lot of our Pacifica people moving up here because of the cost of living. It's a bit too much for our people. We don't know the importance of capturing the numbers or the people living here. That's why we put our hands up as Whale Pacifica to work alongside census and New Zealand states to make sure that we all be counted.
A report on Pacific housing shows there's still inequity for Pacific people. Stats New Zealand figures show 4 in 10 Pacific people live in overcrowded housing, and home ownership rates are about half the nation's average. Pacific Data Senior Manager Dr. Ofa Kitu'u says this needs to improve.
Pacific people's average income still remain low as compared to average New Zealanders. The housing that are available in the market are usually heavy rooms, you know, small number of rooms that are not suitable for our living lifestyle. Over 70% of our people live in cities like Auckland and Wellington, where house pricing is expensive.
And finally, an inaugural Fiafia Festival is being held on Sunday in Hobsonville in Auckland. The free event runs from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the Catalina Bay Farmers Market and will have performances, food stalls and a fashion show. Organiser Talia Oa John Luau says it's a chance for Pacific locals to connect and celebrate their culture.
This will be the first Pacifica Festival kind of held in the Northwest region, and it'll be the first time that the Catalina Bay, Hobsonville community has held something like this before. And this also brings together a lot of our Pacifica business community members, so this is an opportunity for our community to bring that to life and to host that for the first time.
And that's PMN News at midday. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.